Welcome to everyone. So, anything from the last evening? So, like, I think, you know, you are giving example of Kabir. So, probably, like, Kabir, you know, after, you know, realizing, then he was speaking, you know, against God and, like, everything. Kind of like social reformer. Like I see his act as social reformer. But, like, knowingly, you know, knowing that. And I think what Nadia ji was saying yesterday, that, you know, like without knowing, you know, being activist, it's like kind of like out of center, like, you know, what I felt from her. So I think there is no conflict, you know, in, like, what probably will be good, you know, like, you know, to act upon, but knowingly, you know. Like, many times we act upon, but because of being influenced by, you know, thinking by, you know. So probably that she was saying not to do. Like, what I heard from her. You know, like, I agree that, you know, activism is also, like, very much helping, but, like, once you really know, otherwise, I think, you know, there has been many, like, you know, things, and at the end, it found out, you know, that was not appropriate, something. So just be careful about activism. Little bit, like, from the more care.
There's one a spiritual being whose name is Ram Dass.
Spiritual?
A spiritual being.
Being, yeah.
He wrote a book about this very thing and talks about using And I've always thought of that as a good concept, a good attitude.
Yeah. You know, because I don't know this book, so, you know, I cannot really comment. You know. What?
What was coming to me before when you were speaking? Also related to what Nani just said. Is this thing that Ram Dass points to, which is acting in the world, even when you don't fully know, but with the humility that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like doing the best you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Without, like.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, that is that's how we can go ahead. But like, you know, if you, like, one thing, you know, with the activism is like, if you think you know, then it's not good. Like, if you have little doubt and doing it, like, to know, probably, you know, that is the way everyone does. But like, there are like people who really think that they know, and like leads, I think, you know, to like people where they don't feel good about that. So probably that kind of activism, you know, is not good. Like if you are acting and knowing that this is like my practice, you know, like through that I will also know. Then also you invite opinion of other people, kind of like on the, like when you are acting. And if you act as if you know, then it's like difficulty. Then you don't really invite opinions of others. So like, you know, this way kind of, you know, like the way Ram Dass is saying or the way you are saying, I think, you know, it's like somehow it has to be that way, because I think there cannot be, you know, many, many people who really know, you know, as far as situation is. So, you know, some people have to act upon to be activist, but knowingly, like having little doubt about themselves, and then that will also invite opinions of others, you know, and like every day by day, thinking way, day by day, you know, feeling way. So.
And I was also feeling yesterday, also today, which has been strongly, like I've met many people who might be called activists, and there's such a variety, you know, like in the way people are acting. And I was recently, I was just really kind of broken up to that, and that there are so many ways of being in life,
yeah,
in the world, and so it's really about this quality of how someone is, and
yeah,
actually kind of like life needs a variety of expression. But my sense of them is very engaged in a way that if I was engaged in this way, I for sure would lose my center. But they don't lose their center.
Yeah. So
this is kind of their
yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, that kind of activism is not bad, you know, it's not going to be bad, because if you are not losing, like that was the, like what comment of Nadiaji, that, you know, she lost her center. So that was my also point, you know, like if you Like anyway, like you know, doing, like, you know, acting for you yourself. If you lose center, you know, I think, you know, is not good. So, try to come back to center, and then, like I think, from the center, you know, one can really run as fast as aeroplanes, or even, you know, more than that, is no problem. Like even, you know, that much activity is not. And there have been people in the history that really from the center, you know, they really have done too much, you know, like Krishna and, you know, so many others. Like from the center, acting and doing, you know, like everything.
Did you say the Dalai Lama was acting from the center?
I really don't know much about him, so... You know, I'm not in a position to speak about him because, like, I,
you
know.
He doesn't do any obvious activism.
He doesn't?
He doesn't do any activism per se. He just calls himself a humble monk and he does his Dalai Lama job.
Mm-hmm.
But he's made people all over the world love him. And so from the heart, things are shifting. He's always encouraging the Tibetan people not to get violent against the Chinese.
Yeah.
And he always says that he feels compassion for the Chinese. He feels compassion.
With China. Okay. Yeah, so. Good. So, anything? Joharji? Mm-hmm.
It's not so much activism or not activism, or in the Dalai Lama's tradition, fighting the Chinese or not fighting the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more about who am I being in the doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because what causes a good result or a bad result is the being, not the doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, that is also our point, like, you know, losing the center means not being who you are. Like, you know, I think same thing also you are referring, kind of like, when you are not being who you are, means like losing the center, in other words. So then, book. So last evening, Vasishtha was saying that it's always good to like probably what he's saying, like, you know, there is a thinking way of conclusion, you know, like via thinking we come to conclusion, and there is another way where we come to realize, and they are very different. Like when we come to conclusion using way of thinking, then like if we really check, we ourselves are not sure about that conclusion, you know, like somehow there is like little doubt about that. And Sage was saying not really to follow conclusions of thinking way, but to really follow the conclusions, you know, they will not be conclusions, you know, they will be like more like your heart, you know, like realization means realized within you and not in the faculty of mind. So because like whatever you think and come to conclusion, and if you like look, try to look the conclusions, they look like in your head, you know, somewhere in the head. And realized things, they really more in the heart. So Sage was saying, really to, as long as realization has not come, try to follow, but the way of realized ones, not the way of thinking one, you know. That was his, like, he was pointing out last evening. So, like, any, you know, any questions around, because these two are, like, very different ways of acting upon. Like, if you have come to conclusion via thinking way, you know, that will always be with the doubt. If you really check in, you will feel doubt about that, you yourself. And many times, like, to suppress that doubt, you know, activity you do is like more forceful, you know, like you use more force so that you can suppress your own doubt. Many times, you know, that happens. You know, I'm not saying that every time that will happen. But when activity comes via realized way, it's like very natural flow in that. There will be like, you know, not much force used, you know. You really move towards slowly, slowly, like more like an unfolding way. So Sage was asking Ram to, as long as realization has not come to you, you know, that means like your heart is not speaking to you to act upon, it's better to follow people who are realized. And as soon as you yourself have realized, then, you know, then of course nobody follows, you know, because it's like really heart takes over. So anything around? Yes, please. Yeah, like, you know, probably, like, answer is in this, like, what I said. Why to judge as long as you are not realized? Like, you know, in as Sage is saying, you know, as long as realization is not there, you know, why to judge? But, you know, if judging happens, don't believe on your judgments. Like, you know, one might play this game that you can, because if judging is very important, you know, keep on judging, but don't believe on your judgments. Another way, could be. Yeah, like I'm saying, like, you know, you are saying to judge who is realized or not.
That's not the word. How do you know? There's a difference between knowing and judging.
Yeah.
Knowing is from the heart.
Yeah.
Judging is from the mind.
Yeah.
So if I cannot say authentically, and again, I don't know what is real life. So
yeah.
How do I know who is truly real life person?
Yeah, like the thing is, like, you know, if I was in your place and I don't know what is realization, I will not, you know, judge realization because I don't know.
So who do you
follow? Yeah, you know, this is good question. Like, who to follow is like, you know, there are times that you feel good with someone, you know, like you feel good that I might use something. So try to use your feelings more than the mind. And of course, like, I'm not saying that you will not make mistakes. Like, of course, via the path of mistakes, you know, feeling will be more, you know, like, will get more right and more right. So there is no, like, kind of like a shortcut that, you know, before that you know that whom to follow. So, but also that comes, you know, like using your feelings, not the mind, and slowly it will come. Like, not in, you know, maybe it takes years, 6 months, you know. So just, you know, being happy to invest that time. Like, you know, if time is not invested in this, especially in the way of heart, I think, you know, there is no way out. Kind of like, time is very important. So one has to really, you know, invest little time and kind of like, of course, there will be mistakes. So from trying to learn from the mistakes, and then, you know, this comes. Yeah, just 1 minute. Let me finish. Yeah, you have anything more to?
Yeah, I think it's the doubt.
Is the?
The doubt.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a big obstacle. Because even when I'm feeling good with one teacher or one guru,
mm-hmm.
there's still a voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying, you know, that will be there. And probably doubt is not obstacle, you know. Probably doubt, you know, you are saying doubt is obstacle. And I'm saying probably, you know, doubting till doubt goes, you know. But also, at the same time, also trying. You know, if you feel good with, so try and keep on doubting as long as doubt is there. And I'm sure that one day feeling will take over and doubt will, you know, fall apart.
So you're saying be aware of the doubt, but not acting on the doubt.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You know, like as long as, you know, doubt, you are not sure about doubt.
Mm-hmm.
As long doubt is doubt. You know, don't act upon that. But also don't suppress, you know, because doubt might bring some, you know, reality, might bring some truth.
But then to me the question is how you choose act. How to choose to act. Yeah,
because you said, like, you know, feelings feel something. Like you know, you said in this process that you feel good with, but there is doubt. So as long doubt is as doubt, you know, keep on acting according to your feeling. But let the doubt be there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Lenny G, yes. Yeah, Lenny.
So then, can you say that certainty, being certain, would point in the right direction? That if you just know. That this is right.
Yeah.
This guru, or maybe there's no gurus at all. Maybe it's just you.
Yeah.
Then I mean, is it the feeling of certainty, the warmness in your heart?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not certainty.
Tells you that it's coming from the heart.
Yeah, you know, the warmth, like as you said, like the warmth of heart. You know, not certainty, because certainty is the, like, from the mind, you know. Like, certainty is like, you know, you have to be certain because you don't want to accommodate doubt. Like, certainly, like, when you are certain, if you really look back, so you want to be certain because you don't want to accommodate doubt. Like, certainty is the decision of mind. And warmth is the kind of like feeling of heart. Nadidi, yes, please.
For sure, you know, if you're looking for who is realized and who is God,
yeah.
Will activate realization within you.
Yeah.
And maybe the first sign of that is that you feel, yes, this person is good. Yes, this person has something to show me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the first time you know.
Mm-hmm.
But before that happens, we have to have some faith.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, actually... Yeah, we are talking about that, you know, before that. So somehow, like, we have to, you know, maybe not faith, you know, because somehow trusting that, you know, this is possible. Because faith is somehow kind of like belief, you know, like you believe. So, like, if we just accept that, you know, this possibility is there, and then try, you know, with the, like, including the doubt, kind of. Because probably when we act from the faith, you know, it's like, faith is like little bit blindness, you know, little bit kind of not including the doubt.
Meet a realized person and have that knowingness for the first time, then we need perhaps to have a trust in our capacity to recognize truth when that comes.
Like kind of, you know, trusting that, you know, this might be the right one, but also having the doubt. So you don't end up, you know, with the faith, you know, with those kind of things. It's like really kind of like one of the difficult, you know, situations. But somehow people are able to, you know, go through that or reach through. So somehow we have to experiment.
Trust and beyond both certainty and that into another place of being when there's nothing really to evaluate, because there's such comfort that the issue of validity isn't really there. There's such relaxedness with the realized being.
Yeah, you know, but now you are talking about the experience, you know, experience with realized being. So, like, you know, if that experience has happened, you know, then I think, you know, you will have no doubt, like somehow heart will, you know, say yes. But before that, probably, like, her question was, like, you know, if that experience has not happened, you know, if you haven't felt that, so then how to deal with that?
Then you recognize one realized being, mm-hmm. Does that mean yourself is realized?
You know, I think, you know, you have to see if you are realized.
This is what I mean.
So, like, you know, when you say I recognize Dalai Lama, like I realized being, so is that your recognition or your belief?
This is my direct experience. And I felt like I'm sorry, I don't know what you said earlier. It's very good. This feeling of trust your own capacity.
So, like, what is the question now? Like, because you really realized that, like, you know, you felt.
Just because I'm in India, because I'm in India now, and there's many
you know,
gurus, masters.
So, but claim I think, you know, let them claim, and you can just be with the teaching of, like, what, you know, of Dalai Lama. You know, like, why it bothers you?
Yeah. My question is, because my background is Buddhism, so Buddha's teaching is to never trust any teaching, trust yourself, your direct experience.
But, like, you know, to have your direct experience, you know, something has to be trusted, no? So probably this is like a different question, you know, like so, like, I can say that, like, I can answer from, you know, answer of Buddha, like, one time somebody, you know, asked him, like, whether one should find a teacher, or, like, you know, same kind of question as you are asking. And he said, like, if you are, like, you know, very, very brilliant, you know, brilliant in feeling, not brilliant in mind. So he said that life itself will become your teacher. And then, you know. For very brilliant in feeling, for those people, gurus are not needed, because, you know, they are so good that they will find a way. Then he said, second category, you know, if you are less than them. Then he said, death will provoke you, you know, to search, and like you will be able to search. And then he said, like if you are less than that, then you need a guru. Like the feeling, like, you know, very, very brilliant in feeling.
It's the first one, yeah.
Yeah. Then, like, second category of brilliancy in feeling.
Yeah.
Then you need to see a death, to recognize a death in order to go in the search.
Death.
You know, dying, you know.
Okay.
As he himself, like, you know. And then third category, he said, then you need to see a guru. And if you have less than that, you know, brilliancy in feeling, this path is not for you, you know. Like if you are category number 4 in feeling,
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I can repeat, like the...
If someone don't
do... No, yeah, like he said, like if you are, like, there is a condition, like if you are, you have brilliancy number 1 in feeling.
In feeling?
Yeah, like feeling, if your feelings are very, very clear, most clear. Life is good enough teacher. Like life itself is good enough teacher. And, you know, you will seek and no need for teacher. Yeah, and then second category is, he said, like if you are brilliant in feeling, but to second category, then death will provoke you, you know. Death, seeing death.
Death will provoke you.
Yeah, you know, seeing death, you know, you will be provoked to search. And then...
The first
one is like life itself, you know, you don't need to see death in order to, you know, like you will watch the life and see, like, start questioning, ah. Yeah, both are brilliant in feeling, you know. And
okay.
And then third category, he said, like, if you have third category of brilliancy in feeling, then you need to see a teacher. And teacher will kind of provoke you.
Do you agree with this teacher?
Eh?
Do you agree with this concept?
Yeah, like, I think, you know, I agree, like, I because of, you know, being contact in people, you know, I see that, you know, they really work.
So how do we know which category we want to?
How do we?
How do I know which category I want to?
Uh-huh. So probably, I think, you know, like, you know, that is like the matter of feeling. So you will feel which category you belong to. Uh-huh.
But I'm speaking from my experience, I have one. And why would anybody not want one?
Yeah, it's also a good question, yeah.
To receive teaching from a being of that caliber,
yeah.
To have that person in your life as a mirror, really.
Yeah.
Only a mirror of that part of me.
Yeah.
This is what assures success.
Yeah, but, you know, probably I think, you know, like everyone will not agree with you. Like some people will say, ah, no. But I think, and I am completely agreeing with you, you know, why not? Like if I can accept, you know, so many other things, you know, why I don't accept a teacher? Like, you know, I completely agree with you. But of course, some people will not. So I think, you know, like this question, you know, is not like anything ready-made there, you know, like that somebody says, ah, you know, to use this way. Somehow they, like, we really have to use our feeling, you know, like really, because that is way to feel who is the right person for me, or can I do it without a person, you know. So I think that is matter of one's own feeling. Nothing can be kind of like, nobody can advise on that matter. Like, you know, it's like really, even like in life, kind of like, if we remember like falling in love, there also we don't invite any advisors, you know. Like kind of many times, you know, our parents say, ah, you know, this is not the right person, but we don't listen. So I think this also is something like that, you know, kind of.
I think it is possible if one person is inexperienced in life,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say something like this happens to
you.
Mm-hmm. Is this
love
or infatuation or passion?
Yeah. But I think, you know, like it's like when doubt is there, like when, like as you said, that, you know, if this is passion, if this is like, you know, so doubt is there. But many times doubt is not there. And then, you know, we don't ask. So I think it's this matter of feeling, and there cannot be like a answer to it, because, you know, feelings, they are capable to do the job, you know, to really to let us know. So, like, I will say that, you know, keep on trying with the doubt. You know, don't try to, like, finish it early, you know. Like, I think, you know, the problem is that you want to finish in few days, you know, this, whatever is going on in your heart. And if you don't try to finish it in time limit, like you will find a way.
I also feel that, you know, talking only in terms of the realized one,
the
realized one,
mm-hmm.
that I think that maybe it's possible to find gurus who are, how do I say, it's like not about being realized or not being realized.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are more in, who connect more with themselves or with that energy,
mm-hmm.
More than you do,
mm-hmm.
Then they can help you.
Yeah.
And they can be your gurus if you like.
Yeah, yeah, like
the realized one is like, I mean, it's just,
mm-hmm.
Too, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you know, also that, yeah, that is also possible, yeah, that. Like you really try to feel and then, you know, go along and then, you know, like then some other, like many, many. So that is also a way. Okay, so I go in the book and Abal Dal Abhyastai Sastra Satsang Adibhi Gunai Purushyatnen swartha sampraptite yata. So I think probably Vasishtha has been listening, you know, like our kind of discussion, and he's kind of, you know, saying same thing. So he's saying that satsang adibhi, like if one can keep on spending time in satsang and like also reading scriptures from the beginning, you know, keep on spending your time in these things, like in satsang, in reading scriptures, and then keep on like purush yatnen, keep on kind of like day by day decorating your inner, you know, inside, kind of, you know, like kind, means try to be, you know, try to not repeat what you don't want, you know, from yesterday. Yesterday you did something and you said, I don't want this. So he's saying, like, if you keep on trying not to repeat that, you know, next day, then samprapyate yata, like, you know, this one day, you know, feeling will be very clear, you know, feeling wise you will know, like, what to do, what not to do. So saying, like, it's not that easy. One should keep on investing time around it, investing time around satsang, and also keep on decorating one's in, you know, one's heart, like more, so that feeling is more clear, and try not to repeat what you don't want, you know, try not habit to take over. And then he's saying, like, certainly there will be a way, you know, you will find a way to be, you know, to feeling wise very clear, like, you know, you really feel that, you know, there is kind of like your way is this, your teacher is this, that will be very clear, but not on thinking way, like not via thinking way, but feeling way. So maybe we can have some quiet moments, little bit.